Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi today is finishing Bava Batra. We're in chapter 10, Mishnayot 7 and 8. Here's Zion. Shnei Ochin, there's two brothers. Echod Oni ve'echod Asher. One is poor, one is wealthy. Heniach lehen avihen, their father passes away and leaves to them merchatz, a bathhouse, uveit habad, and an olive press. Ason l'sachar, if the father had used them to rent out, to let other people use these facilities for pay, haschar lamsa, then the brothers have inherited them, they can continue renting them out and split the proceeds. Ason la'atzmon, but if the father only used them for himself, his immediate family, for private use, then, you know, the poor brother might want to sell these assets and split the proceeds, but the richer brother can say, Haria Oshir Omerlani, he can tell his poor brother, Koch Loch Avadim, why don't you get your servants together, Vyurchatz of Amerchatz, and they can come start the fire and pour the water. You can enjoy a nice bath in the private bathhouse. Or Koch Loch Zaitim, come bring your olives in bulk, Uvova Osem Bevet Abad, and press them into oil in the press. Now, obviously, if the wealthy brother is sensitive and agrees to liquidate these assets and split the proceeds, he could do so. But since the father used them privately in their lifetime, then as long as they haven't divided the entire estate, the wealthy brother can insist that they continue to be used privately as the father had. Now, the Mishnah brings a new topic. Shnayim shayovir achat. There's two men living in the same city. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem acher Yosef ben Shimon. They have the exact same name, Yosef ben Shimon. Ein yecholin, they are not able, lahotzi shtar chov zeil zeh, to bring a document of indebtedness against the other one. So they can't say, hey, I've got this document that says you borrowed money from me. Because the other guy can say, the other Yosef ben Shimon can say, no, you borrowed money from me, and that's really my document, and it fell, and you picked it up. So both Yosef ben Shimon's have no way to prove who was the borrower and who was the lender in such a shtar. And another person, a third party with a different name, can't pull out a loan document to collect from either of them, because both of them could say it was the other Yosef ben Shimon who borrowed. Nimtza la'echad ben shtarotev, if somebody finds a receipt in his documents, it says shtaru shel Yosef ben Shimon perua. The loan document that says I owe Yosef ben Shimon is already paid. Shtarot shnehen peruin. Then it's considered as if the documents of both of them are paid. So this guy Levi had borrowed from both Yosef ben Shimon's and then paid one of them and got a receipt. That receipt will actually work against both of them because neither of them can prove who was actually paid. Ketzad Yasu. So what should these two guys with identical names do? Yeshaleshu, add a third name, add their grandfather's name also, which probably will be different. Imhayu Mishaloshim, if they have the same names for three generations, Yechtavu Siman, that they should write in the shtar also a physical identifying characteristic, like the shorter one or the taller one. Imhayu Misumonim, if they are similar, Yechtavu Kohen, they can write that one of them's a Kohen, or whichever Shevet that one is from. A new topic, Omer Livno. A father is very ill and he tells his child, Shtar ben Shtarot of Perua. I have this, you know, drawer full of loan documents, but one of them was actually paid already. Beni Yodea Ezehu, but in my state, I don't know who it was. So then the father passes away. We have no way to clarify. Shtarot Kulan Peruin. Every shtar in his drawer is considered paid because we know one of them was paid. We can't prove whose it was. So all of them are considered paid. But nimsa le'echad sham shnayim, if there was one borrower who borrowed twice, so there's two different loan documents, so then remember only one of them was paid up. So only one of these two was paid. Hagadol perua, we consider the larger amount of loan was paid. Hakotan eino perua, but the smaller amount is still due to the son, to the heirs of the estate. A new topic, Arvut, hamalve et chavero al yedei arev. Somebody lends money to someone else with an arev, with a guarantor. There's a famous phrase, kol Yisrael arevim ze lezei, that all the Jewish people are guarantors for one another. It's not necessarily in a financial sense, but a sense that we can make a bracha, do a mitzvah to help another Jew. And of course, with tefillah and tzedakah and our learning and everything we do to help all of Am Yisrael together. So anyway, if there's a loan with an arev, with a guarantor, lo yaparim an arev, the lender can't go to the guarantor and collect. Bim amar, but if the lender had stipulated, al manat, on condition, she'epara mimi she'erze, that I can go and collect from the borrower himself or from the arev, the guarantor, yaparim an arev, he could go to the arev first. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, im yesh nechosim lelove, he says, if the borrower has his own assets, bein kach lo yaparim an arev, then whether he made a stipulation or not, he can't go to the Ariv, the guarantor. He needs to go to the lender himself. If the lender can't pay the whole thing, then if he has a stipulation, he could think about going to the guarantor. V'chen hay Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, and he also added in this case, ha'ariv le'isha b'ketuvata, someone guaranteed the ketuva of a woman, meaning if the husband doesn't have enough money to pay, then he will go ahead and pay. Sometimes maybe the father-in-law would do this, or someone who's trying to marry off orphans and help them to get a shidduch might do this to encourage the woman to feel comfortable getting married. Hayabola megarsha, now the husband is divorcing her, yadrenu hana, we would make the husband make a neder of hana. Remember back in Masechet Nedarim, this is like the nuclear bomb neder that they can never get remarried. He can never give her anything. Shema yaseh kenunya, because maybe they've made kenunya, again, a conspiracy. Al nechasim shel zeh, to acquire the assets of the guarantor. V'yachazir et ishto. And then what's going to happen is they get divorced. He doesn't have any assets to pay the ketuvah. She goes to the Arav, the guarantor, and collects, you know, the 200 zuz from his assets. And then they say, wow, shkoyach, we have some money now. Let's get remarried. The whole thing was a sham, a kenunya to begin with. So if he makes this nether, he cannot then remarry her. Mishnah Chetz, the last Mishnah in Basra, Hamolve et Chavero Bishtar. If you lent from your friend using a loan document, Gove Minechosim Mishubadim. He can collect, if the loan is not paid, he can collect from sold properties. So Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Reuven has nothing to pay with when the loan is due, but Reuven had sold a field to Levi. Shimon can go to Levi and take that field back. Though, of course, if Reuven had sold to Levi with a chrayas in that deed, then he's on the hook to pay back Levi to reimburse for the field that Shimon seized in satisfaction of Reuven's debt. But al yaday edim, if the loan was made orally but in front of witnesses, gavim nechosim b'nei churin, the lender can only collect from properties that have not been sold by the borrower. Hotzi alav ketav yado shu chayev lo, if someone pulls out an IOU written in his own handwriting that he owes money, gavim nechosim b'nei churin. He can't collect from anything sold, only from properties that the borrower, the IOU drafter, has on hand. Arev, back to the guarantor. Arev ayotzi l'achar chitum shtarot. What about a guarantor that was added on after the signatures in the documents? The loan took place, it was signed by witnesses, then later on, an Arev added his name, Govim Nechosim Bnei Churin. The lender, if the real borrower has nothing, can only go after those properties of the guarantor that are unencumbered, have not been sold. Maisei bo lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, and this such a case came to Rabbi Shmuel. V'amar, he said, Govim nechosim b'nei churin. Yes, they can collect from unencumbered properties. Amar lo ben nanas. Ben nanas, another sage, was there. He said, Eino gove, that he can't collect anything from the Arev. Lo min nechosim mishubadiv, lo min nechosim b'nei churin. Not from encumbered sold properties, and not from whatever he has on hand. Amar lo lama, so Rabbi Shmuel asks why. Amar lo ben nanas replies, Hariya chonek et ochad bashuk. God forbid someone's choking another yid in the marketplace, in public. Umetzau chavero, and his friend sees and runs over to help. Amar lo hanachlo, please leave him, and I'll be the Arev. I'll be on the hook. Potter, he is potter from paying. Shalo aleminatu hivahu, because it wasn't on believing in the Arev that the loan actually took place. Now, it's not necessarily literally choking that's going on, but the lender is approaching the borrower in public and saying, you know, you got to pay up, and it could be threatening, intimidating. And the borrower's friend says, listen, I will become the guarantee. Add me on. It's not a real addition of guarantee to pay from, because he wasn't the guarantee when the loan originated. Ela, so now Benanis explains, Ela ezhu arev shu chayev. Who is a guarantor who actually would have to pay if the borrower cannot? Halvehu vaninoten lo. Lend him, and I will pay you back if needed. Chayev, that guarantor, that arv, must pay. Sheken oleminatu hilvahu. It was believing in the guarantor that made the lender give the loan to his friend. Amar Bishmael, or Bishmael replied, Harotze Shayachim, someone who wants to become wise, Yasok Bedine Mamonot. He should be involved, be busy learning the Torah, the halacha of monetary transactions. Sha'ain loch miktsoa b'tora gadol mehen. There's no subject, there's no cause in the Torah that's greater than this. Sha'en kemayan hanoveya. They're like a spring that keeps bubbling with new information. Now, really what he means is each case might be unique and might have certain details and depend on, you know, very fine distinctions to be made in the halacha. So it really requires quite a great deal of wisdom and learning for a judge and a posek to be able to figure out what to do in these cases. And of course, he also has to figure out, you know, the feelings of the people involved, and maybe they can make a compromise, and maybe there's a way to save face. There's a lot that goes into judging financial cases between Jewish people. And Rabbi Shmuel adds, "A rotzei sheyasek b'din ha'mamonot, one who wants to be busy studying the laws of monetary transactions, yishamash et Shimon ben Anas. He should serve the sage, the judge, Shimon ben Anas, who enlightened me to this detail of the halacha." Though the Bartner adds here, the halacha is not like ben Anas. The halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, that if the guarantor who signed after the witnesses later on, if he does a kinyan to make it official, then he could still be on the hook to pay. Without a kinyan, he's just stepping in to help his friend, but he never really intended to have to pay, which is an asmachta, as we talked about a couple days ago in Mishnah Hey. Mazal Tov. Mazal Tov, and starting Bava Batra. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Sanhedrin. Tiskulim Mitzvot.